Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Professor Mitch Townsend. We're here with the class from CSI Bigfoot, where legend meets science, and we just watched the Patterson-Gimlin film. I have some guest students that are here that are generally skeptic, and so I'm going to ask them just a couple questions. So I'm holding up a footprint now, found in Ashford, Washington, about 10 years ago. This is number 10 in a series of 400. Can everybody see this? Yes?
Yeah.
Perfect. Who believes in Bigfoot already? Can I see a show of hands? Is anybody? I got 1, 2, 3, 4. So we're about 4 and 3. So we're pretty evenly split. Now, my question is to the non-believers. First row, here's one. Excuse me, ma'am. Why would you not believe in Bigfoot after I just showed you the footprints and the Patterson-Gimlin film, which to this day has never been discredited?
I think it looks like a hood on that head. It comes down in a V, like you can just pull it off. And looking at the bottom of the feet, it looks white. And I think, aren't bear dark in color? Why would it have a white bottom of the foot be white?
That's an interesting question. It might have something to do with the sunlight as it hits the foot and the way it's exposed. So if you look at the foot on the picture, initially, when it's in the first part, when you see it, the sun's sitting right there. This is the angle of the sun. When you see the feet as it's farther down in a clearer picture, the feet are darker. Okay? So what you have is two things. You have the possibility that it crossed a creek and picked up sand on the bottom of its wet feet. And that lighter colored sand is reflected off the sunlight. Okay, and then as it walks through, it knocks off some of the sand, and it's in a different orientation with the sunlight, so the feet appear darker. Very good question. Next skeptic, is there any other? Yes, ma'am, in the back.
Well, I just think, I have a hard time believing that we would never have ran into one. That in all this time that they're able to hide from civilization,
right,
we just have not ever found one.
Wonderful. That's a great point. But the literature suggests 1,600 years of evidence through Native American legends, over 400 credible sightings a year, several thousand footprints to include a butt print, hand prints, neck prints, elbow prints, and a full body skookum cast. The only thing we don't have, and it's a very legitimate question, is a body. That's the only piece of forensic evidence that we don't have, but we have everything else. Very good question. All right, some people that believe, does anybody want to tell me why, sir in the front, can you tell me why you believe in Sasquatch? Have you ever seen one?
Nope.
Never seen one, but yet you believe. Why is that, sir?
Because I choose not to live in a box. And there are many things that we just don't know. Look at our ocean, some of the NASA there. We can scratch the surface on that. They say this. We're touching the net something close enough. It's been 300 years ago. You
know, a Calconate, yeah.
Wait a second. What about Star Child? I could be in class enough. Maybe they don't know about Star Child. They got stolen that. It makes you stop and think that, you know, make your mind up too much. If you study geology like I do, things deteriorate and evolve and that, and one time our four states would have probably to see us out so it's a bit of a time and duration.
Excellent. So that's a pretty good, interesting point that we just don't know. And cryptozoology, which is the study of unclassified organisms within the scientific discipline of anthropology, suggests to us there's been over 2,000 in the last 100 years, animals that were supposedly myths, to include the Calconate, which the gentleman just mentioned, a South African fish that was supposed to have been extinct over 3 million years ago. One of the latest one is the Congolese mountain gorilla, thought to not be possible, was discovered a mere 80 years ago. Does anybody else have any comments? Gentlemen, sir in the back, do you have any comments?
I was just saying, there's too many photographs, too many sightings, you know, to disprove. I mean, there has to be something, you know, just because I've never seen a bear in person. Does that mean they don't exist? You know, you don't see the air, but you know it's there. You know, just because you don't see something doesn't mean it's not there.
Excellent. Well, wonderful. Thank you very much for our guest student panel. And I want to wrap up this podcast from CSI Bigfoot, where legend meets science. It's Centralia College, Continuing Education Department. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.